Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Pleasure to meet you.
And you, and I'm here with you in the studio. It's exciting. Normally things like this are down the line, aren't they?
Yeah, for the past 2 years, people have been behind cameras. And
I mean, it was nice to be able to use that technology to still at least connect, but it's always better when you're in the same room.
Do you know what the strange thing about meeting you is? I feel like I know you, even though we've never met before. No. Do you get that a lot?
Oh, yeah. It's lovely, actually. It's really nice, yeah. And I mean, a lot of people I've sort of grown up with, we're all of the same generation and new generations. And yeah, it's lovely. It's lovely to think that I have some kind of connection, even if I might never have met anybody.
Yeah. When you think back to, let's say, Opportunity Knox, which was the X Factor of the day, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess it was. Well, it was Britain's Got Talent, really, I think, of the
Britain's Got Talent, really.
If we sort of put it that way, I suppose, because you could have anybody on that kind of talent show. It was people playing the spoons, people with, you know, dancing dogs, and then at the same time, people singing or whatever. But that was, I mean, I was six when I did that, so that's 50 odd years ago. So I'm still going, I'm still here.
Yeah, I was looking at your repertoire, and it is quite a repertoire of movies, TV shows, voiceovers, books. You've had quite a varied career, haven't you?
Well, you know, you feel very blessed and very lucky that I have. But, you know, one of the things about this job really is that you never really know what you're going to be asked to do next. And it's generally something you didn't expect, and you don't know what's around the corner, do you? So I think, you know, in order to earn a living and keep going and to keep interested, you're always having to say, okay, I'll take that challenge, I'll do something new and something different. But in this instance, actually, coming back to Dublin, I haven't been back to Dublin for a while, but I have played the Bord Gáis before with 9 to 5, the musical.
Oh, yeah.
But now I'm back with more of a classic musical, which is Anything Goes. So I'm looking forward to that. There's nothing quite like it. And there's nothing quite like it for the audiences as well, I think. And they seem very, very receptive and much more up for it even than before. Because I think we've all spent so much time at home. But you know, the news is so harsh and so difficult that to come and see a show with like-minded people or not, and sort of experience that moment that's happening that you can't put on pause. You can't get up and go and make a cup of tea in the middle of it and come back to it. It's happening at that minute with a live orchestra. The set, the costumes, the music, it's Cole Porter's music, fantastic songs, you know, Anything Goes, I Get a Kick Out of You, Blow Gabriel Blow, De Lovely. I mean, that's just a few that I can think off the top of my head, but it's literally what I call a blue sky show. It's a healing show where you just come to laugh, you switch off the world outside, hear wonderful music, see tap dancing sailors. I don't know what else you could want.
Where else would you get them, you know? And yeah, as you say, the music of Cole Porter, it's like a gift to somebody who's been asked to go put a musical together, and they've been told, I tell you what, just take Cole Porter's entire catalogue and work with that.
Well, there is a secret there you've absolutely hit on, because Simon Callow, who I play opposite, he discovered that actually the producers, when they originally did this show in 1934, it was a tonic. It was supposed to bring people back to Broadway after the Great Depression. So it was to lift everybody's spirit. And apparently the producer booked all the cast before he'd actually written the show. So there we go. It was definitely pulled together from everyone to say, right, we need something that's going to bring people back to live theatre and also lift everyone's spirits. And, you know, that many years later, we're still doing it.
Does what it says on the tin, says you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What I love about theatre is that, you know, even if you've seen a show before and it comes back around for another tour, you see something different every time, don't you?
Well, that's the thing about it being live. You know, obviously, we're saying the same words. Well, hopefully, if we remember them. You know, the same moves. We hope it's all seamless. But there is something completely sort of intangible about the fact that you are doing this show. It starts at 7:30. It finishes about 2.5 hours later. But something slightly different happens. It's between the people on the stage, the audience, the reaction. There is always something a little bit new and fresh, and that's our job, to make it fresh. But at the same time, it's that live aspect of it with an audience that literally creates something very magical every single show.
And you play Evangeline Harcourt. What's her story?
Okay, so the whole story of the show is that it's, as I say, it was set in 1934. It's beautiful period costumes and all that stuff. But it's set on an ocean liner that was very grand at the time. That was the way to travel. Mm. And it's sort of in that same thing that we Instagram everything now. It was the celebrity. It was, you were something if you went on an ocean liner. It was an event.
It was the Titanic, of course.
Well, it was not long after the Titanic, yeah. So there was all that going on as well. And that features a little bit in our show, very mildly. We meet everyone as they're about to get on this ocean liner in New York and sail to London. And it's 6 days, and we meet these characters getting on this ship, and basically it doesn't turn out the same as they planned. What they predict to happen between that 6 days actually completely turns around. However, it all works out in the end. There's a happy ending. Everybody finds love and happiness, and anything goes. And
which is what you want from a fabulous musical, isn't it?
It's comedy as well. It's an old-fashioned musical comedy. It's quite farcical. It's very silly. There's lots of laughs and lots of lovely music.
And you get to work with Simon Callow and Dennis Lawson.
Dennis Lawson, Kerry Ellis, and a wonderful team. I mean, they're great. Really, really, everyone is absolutely top-notch.
Who knows? There could be some person in that audience looking at you on stage and thinking, that could be me someday, the hopes and dreams of somebody. What advice would you give to somebody? You know, it's a very different world now in terms of performance. What would you say to somebody who wants to get into this?
Well, it's wonderful, and particularly with musicals being so popular at the moment as well. That's great, because it pulls on all those talents and skills that you need. And the same with anything. As I was mentioning, I have ended up doing all sorts of different things that I didn't expect to do in my life, and that's what's exciting about it. But you have to be very adaptable. You have to be very willing to challenge yourself, maybe do things that you weren't expecting. You have to be quite positive if you can, because it can be very harsh at times. You know, you don't know whether the phone's going to ring. You're only as good as your last job. But in that respect, you just have to do your very best 100% of the time. Mm. Never give a bad day, because someone will remember that, and that will spoil their life or whatever. And also, you have to need to do it. You can't just think, well, I might as well do it. You have to feel that nothing quite ticks all the boxes for you as much, because it can be a very harsh business, because it can be very personal. So you have to have a certain resilience, and you have to like it enough to get up and do it again.
Of course, you took a role on EastEnders. You were Carmel on EastEnders for years. Did people see a different side of you, do you think, when you played that character?
Yeah, I mean, she went in as this kind of like very positive, upbeat person, and then various events happened to her, but particularly just before I left, I was part of a knife crime story, which was very, I think, very sort of sensitively and truthfully told, this story. And I found a certain sort of a great responsibility to be able to tell that story. Obviously, my character was the mother. And it became very important that, yes, people would come up and literally offload onto me, which was an absolute honour and a privilege. And it made it even more important that we told that story as correctly and accurately as possible, because soaps have a great role in, you know, it used to be that you'd sit down and have a meal with your family. Now, actually, the soaps tend to do that more, and because they are showing different points of view, different aspects of life. And actually, it does bring people together to talk, because you might say, I didn't realise that you might be feeling that way. And so it's very important that you know, it and that opened my eyes a lot to how valuable, you know, that job can be.
Yeah, and of course, Doctor Who as well. What would you think of Shruti Gatwa, the new Doctor being announced?
We're all going to get used to saying his name, aren't we? Shruti Gatwa. I think it's fantastic. You know, the fact that the show has been on sort of just over 50 years, isn't that amazing? That, you know, 56 years, isn't it?
Because it was 50, yeah, it must
57.
Be.
Yeah, and to think it's still alive, and this whole community And it's keeping a whole fresh approach to it all. You know, there are no limits to this show. There are no limits. That's the whole point. It's a very simple show, but actually it's endless possibilities. And I think Shooty's going to bring a whole new fresh approach and a new life and vibrancy. It's exciting. It's very exciting.
Well, Bonnie, lovely to meet you. And anything goes at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre from the 19th to the 28th of May. Welcome back to Ireland and Dublin. We'd love to see you.
Come and see us. I can't wait to see everyone.